Today, I have the great honor of doing an interview with the president of YATA, which is the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association. Today, I'm interviewing John Jacobs. John, I'd like to start off by taking the time to thank you for doing this interview. And John, I'd like for you to start off by telling all of our listeners more about yourself, along with the significance and the impact of the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association.
To start off, they elected me as the president 2 weeks ago, which I think is quite a significant impact. But about myself, well, my name is John, you got that, with the Dutch military. I'm currently also enrolled as a student. I'm pretty much wearing a lot of different hats, I suppose. But the military one is the largest one. Next, I said a student, working 10 hours now for a professor, and I got my own consultancy company. But the last one is really to fit in everything that doesn't fit in the first three. So you occasionally might see me at The Hague at a panel discussion or a round table, and then I'll wear my business tag as I'm also a consultant. But it would be more in the case that you can't represent the military or YATA in any of such occasions. So then that's the extra hat. Well, the significance of YATA, I joined YATA, as much as the organization, really, not that long ago. Must have been around May, I think. And before that, I was a consumer, let's say, of their products. They're very active here in the Netherlands, both YATA and it's called a sister organization called JASON, who predates YATA and originally had YATA spots. Then they sort of became inactive, and then the Atlantic Commission started YATA. So there are two very active organizations now in the Netherlands that are involved with the Atlantic relationship, which I think is very important for the Netherlands, but it allows us to do a lot of activities here. So I suppose you can say that the both organizations, but YATA especially, are very significant currently in my life.
Right. And now, as you mentioned, the elections took place on Tuesday, October 11th. And this was when the new executive board was selected for 2017. Can you tell our listeners what it felt like to be elected to serve as the president of YATA?
First of all, it's of course a great honor to have been elected president. But also I have to admit that I had some mixed feelings, maybe some doubts when running for the presidency. Well, the listeners probably won't know the background behind that, but originally I was not running for the presidency. And at one point, the one who was sort of organizing the elections behind it phoned me up and said, well, there's a bit of an issue, and we would like to ask you to consider running for the presidency. Now, going back a few steps again, just before I mentioned that I only joined YATA in June, so I was a bit overwhelmed, I suppose. But well, that's considered the military mindset when you are called upon, you serve. You know, that's sort of how that works. If someone believes that you're up for a task, who are you then to say no? So very quickly, I got introduced to the, at the time, current president, Mr. Costa. And very rapidly, we had a few sessions. I also met him in real life by chance in Madrid. So I had a nice dinner and coffee with him to get up to speed and write what I'm actually getting myself into. But after that, I was quite confident with it. And so confidently, we went to Canada, where we met also the other board members for the first time and the candidate boards. But yeah, then it was pretty solid. So there was a lot of excitement there as well.
Right. And I can say that it has been a complete honor to have the opportunity and the privilege to meet all of the representatives from YATA during our 62nd ATA General Assembly. We had quite a number of delegates, diplomats, government officials, and representatives from the military attend the conference. And I have to say that one of the biggest highlights was having the chance to interact with members of YATA while also being elected to serve as the Secretary General of YATA.
Yes.
Looking
yes.
at the experience, it was definitely a huge highlight, and I look forward to working with you and our executive board on many upcoming projects. So for all of the listeners tuning in, we will keep you posted. There will be a number of interviews that I will be completing with members of our executive board, so tune in to those. And with that being said, John, What would you say are some of your plans over the next year as the president? I know that it's only been 10 days, but obviously with your background, your expertise, your experience with the military, and the knowledge that you have to bring to YADA, what do you say is your plan?
All right. Well, one that is very clear in the picture, I think, is the current constitution of YADA. Well, pretty much how YADA is organized to start with. So currently we are a bit of an umbrella organization over 36 national chapters. And all of these national chapters, they do their own thing within certain frames, within certain borders. And YADA as international board is overarching around that. And I would like to see YADA international as an organization to become more involved. So in addition to the chapters, get our own members, get our own products, get our own content, and start producing that. So the target group is up to the age of 35. So that includes roughly half the target group would be young professionals, people that want to influence policy. That sounds a bit cheesy, but they often speak about the future leadership. But I think that YADA would include, encompass a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the constitution is definitely something that has to be looked at, has to be changed. One major thing I think is very important is that in the current writing, it can be seen as more of a NATO propaganda, so that YADA would parrot right away everything that the NATO says. And I think that's very much one thing that we are clearly not. So yes, in that sense, we are affiliated with NATO. Consider that the Atlantic Treaty Association is a political counterpart, and we are the youth department of that. It's our responsibility then to be very critical of NATO and very critical of this transatlantic relationship, which I think is a very good one, which has been very stable for the past 70 years. But it's also something that I would like to continue being stable for another 70 years at least. So in that sense, especially the relationship then also with the US and Canada. So from the European view across the pond, I think it's a very important one. And that's also something that I would like to add extra time and energy to.
It's wonderful. And John, obviously with all of your experience and your background, you have been active in many ways in your community, and I have to say that you deserve to be the president of YADA. And with a lot of these upcoming tasks and projects, for all of the listeners tuning in, I do suggest that you go on YADA's website. There you will be provided with an opportunity to obtain more information about what YADA is. And for those who have heard of the work that YADA does, you do have a general understanding. But for those who are new to YADA, especially in Canada and the United States, what YADA is, it's a network of young professionals and academics who are interested in international security policies. And YADA consists of 36 member organizations, or so-called national chapters, all of which are the young wings of established NGOs in their respective countries. So with that being said, developing and forming a strong relationship with Canada and the United States will certainly be beneficial. And now for anyone who's involved in YADA, each representative oftentimes encourages the development of a strong youth network. And this is significant because it fosters the values of democracy, the rule of law, liberty, peace and security, and most importantly, it reinforces the transatlantic link as defined in the North Atlantic Treaty. Now, you made an important point when you mentioned that YADA is not, you know, it does have a relationship with NATO, but YADA on its own has, you know, values and goals that are clearly outlined. So for anyone interested in obtaining further information, I do encourage you to go on the website. If you do have any questions about ways to get involved, contact me directly. You all know my email. I'll say it one more time. It's surma.legal@gmail.com. So now, in addition to the YADA elections, John, you, as you mentioned, you also attended the 62nd ATA General Assembly on the 11th of October and the 12th of October as well at the Weston Harbor Castle. Can you tell our listeners more about your experience and what it was like attending the 62nd ATA General Assembly in Toronto?
Oh, well, that certainly was a perk of our visit to Toronto. Originally, it was my understanding that we would have our own business to deal with and that we would have very little connection with it. But we didn't, and that, I think, was a very nice addition to our visit to Toronto. But what I really liked about the ATA General Assembly is that they really included us as a youth department. What you often see is that youth is considered like a check in the box. So they say, right, we have the youth, we checked it off, and now the grown-ups are going to talk again. And here this was very much not the case. So one thing I really appreciate was that Ms. Lindhout, the president of ATA Canada, allowed me to come up stage to introduce the board. And afterwards, members of ATA came up to us, spoke to us, and were generally just very friendly and curious and interested in what our plans were. So again, it was also a bit overwhelming because they are not the least of people that attend such a conference. So we have former diplomats, I think even a few former prime ministers, military personnel, NATO officials, all coming up to you rather than doing the other way around. So it's not you going to them and asking things, but they come up to you and say, hey, really well done. And they're very curious about what IATA has in store for them. So I think that was the best part of the experience. And in addition to that, it's content-wise very high, I think.